connection with Ion.
Pele pissed off.
Tell me. We saw lightning the other night. So
yeah, he's pissed off. They have to give. The only way to solve it is they have to give an offering of tobacco and whiskey, rye whiskey. They have to make offering. You don't have to. You like it. You like that. I mean, it's good with for your causal campaign of endurance, of enlightenment, it's serving you, darling. However, for those others, not so much. They're pissed because it's kind of like they have underbelly is starting to scrub the bottom of the dregs, it's pissing off Pele, who's female. I thought you said he. It's a female, right? Yeah. Well, and Pele is androgynous.
Probably, yeah.
Right. Why did you say it's scraping the bottom? Of what?
The Hawaii is scraping the bottom, the underbelly.
Of what?
The bottom. Degradation and everything Pele is to protect in those islands. The only thing that keeps the water off of the island is Pele. And if Pele is removed, then it's gone. But you're not even on that Maui, so it doesn't bother you all. It's fine for y'all. But you can see the residual fall or the encapsulation, the emollient condition that sops the very life out of it. You see.
Okay, so what we know about Maui, and Bob will mute when I start talking, is that it's probably democratic. It's got the most social welfare
in the world.
In
the world, it really does. It's the craziest thing because no one has, they can't live. People can't afford to live there because everything has to be imported. It's like Bob looks at things now and stuff that we think are just outrageously expensive. Oh, well, that's a pretty good price. He has no contained knowing. He has no notion, no idea. Mm-hmm. See, it's not an idea. So it makes it, he's sort of indifferent to it. For him, it's just what it costs. Well, that's Carolyn. Is that what it costs? Yes.
Okay.
Mom. Okay.
Okay. Let's
he
not. Let's focus. So.
Wait a minute. So, Pele keeps the water from flowing over the island, right?
Yes,
over
that's
the
correct.
And
or keeps Haleakalakalakala up.
Okay, and you
no
say it's the biggest welfare state. That's not numbers. It's only 104,000 people. But in ratio, it's the biggest?
Per capita, it has the most people on welfare than anywhere.
Yeah, that's a ratio, right? Per capita?
Yeah.
But the way you addressed it, though, saying people can't afford to live here, well, that's why
they're on relief.
Right, but humans would say, well, that's because the capitalist economy is so bad and we have to support these people. I mean, they think they have a good reason.
Right. So, but the point is, capitalists are saying it costs this much to bring that there. Campbell's soup is not made in Maui. And it costs so much money to get Campbell's soup to Maui.
Okay, okay.
And they're saying that people can't afford Campbell's soup, which is the cheapest thing you can eat. So they have to give them money so they can buy $2 cans of Campbell's soup.
So you're saying it's just the corrupt cycle of the system, whereas we could grow all our own food and not have to depend on this bullshit. So somebody is stopping us from growing our own food. And
correct.
Is that just the government wanting to keep this?
They'll let you get a Hummer. Look at the Hummers driving around, those big monster vehicles. And all those people are on relief, but yet they're driving a $100,000 Hummer and getting food stamps.
Okay, so right now the sugar cane company shut down over a year ago. And mainland farming consortium bought the land, and supposedly they are starting to farm. is that going to help save Maui?
No, it's not. Because guess what they're going to do? The consortium's going to sell it to the states. Which is the stupidest thing in the whole wide world. United
sell
States. They're going to ship it. They're going to ship it back to the United States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they supposedly offered, I don't know if it's 3,000 acres to the farmers of Maui. Is that going to help?
Nope. Because the farmers of Maui, nobody on Maui has money to buy the food. Do you go, Carolyn, when you used to go to the farm, you know when you used to go to the farmer's market, and you notice how everybody would perk up and everything would change and everybody would get happy because they'd see you, and you think it's just because of your bubbly personality? Darling, you're the only one that had money to buy shit. They didn't. The reason all that was available for you is that nobody could buy it. They didn't have money to buy it. And you were just being abundant. And you'd give them an extra 20 and not think anything about it. Oh, well, that's a good price. And now here's some extra. They loved you only because you were just being generous because you appreciated it being there. You see? Well, the reason it was there is because nobody could afford to buy it but you.
Yeah. Okay, I see it. Just the economy, stupid.
Yeah, kind of.
Or
and,
the
well,
economy.
And out the offense. Now, here's the offense. Mm-hmm. From a spiritual level, the dogmatic retort, applies to the canicles, the arms of the tarantula, the hex attic that Bob is creating. You're a mini Gog of that outcome. And what's going to happen everywhere is kind of what's happening in a microcosm there in Maui. And Pele's pissed because Pele's the one that's being obfuscated or left out or unindemnified. All Pele ever wanted, according to that conversation, was support and reverence, to be revered, so that it's not a lost god.
Indemnified,
what's that mean?
To validate or to qualify as an indemnity, that you're like making them a named poor condition in a contract or an indemnified article.
So
then you said ungog, or there were the mini gog. What was that about?
Yeah. Like demigog is a little god. Pele is a small god.
Like a microcosm, Bob.
Okay, and you said there's some problem with us or weird. He's a demigod. We acknowledge it or don't. I mean, Bob and Carol.
No, the reason Pele's pissed is he's not being acknowledged, not necessarily by you all. You don't care. You could crush Pele. You could. And you go above it. That's why everybody had a problem with, like, who do you think you are? I'm a god. Damn it.
Okay, so can I go,
for
Bob?
You, it's a song.
So then,
you tried though, Carolyn. You tried.
I know.
So we declared we're a god, and that pissed off Pele.
Not just that, but the people. Y'all are not involved in the conversation, but it's your actions that are making it worse.
Bob and Carolyn's actions are making it worse.
Yeah.
What are we doing to make it worse?
You invented the hex attic. The hex advertisement, Bob, is now trumping Pele's conditional response. You're better. You killed, video killed the radio star? You're lambasting societal woes from a godly standpoint. Everything you're doing affecting everything. So you say every day you're affecting the world, we changed the world, CKLE, and blah, 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 told you for 50 fucking years, why didn't you listen the last time we told you?
No, it's important.
You just get into the Bob shit.
No, you're included,
heard this a
Carolyn.
Million times.
You're included. Okay, try to say something new about this point.
You haven't.
We're changing the world, and you were saying
you
we're
haven't.
Changing the world.
Just now, you pissed off Pele. That's all. That's the new
right,
part.
Because we're changing
you're now
the world.
Affecting the little gods. You're starting to, the little gods are starting to take notice. That's the news flash. So what you have to know is that now from a spirit side, you have to be aware. That means see what's up. things that are normally innocent and they're just in the way, or they have their buggy and they're trying to cross the street. Not necessarily. Sometimes they're trying to do it because you're coming. You have to be a little more aware.
Okay,
Bob. A little more aware.
So
okay, one more statement. We would never
have
found this out if we followed Carol Surface questioning. Okay. Is the welfare state in Hawaii, which council has never changed, because there are welfare bureaucrats who profit from the situation?
Doesn't matter. They do. They have to have a government to run it. So in order for the government to have a government to run it, the government's got to be doing something. Well, there's nothing to fucking do in Hawaii except give out welfare. So somebody's got to be there to pass out the welfare and talk to the people and line them up and schedule their
appointments. Okay.
Yeah, is that going to change because we're here?
No.
So Ian said the people will leave Hawaii.
They are now.
All right, so we're going to have less population to deal with.
Which is great.
Right.
And you're getting rid of the ones that, the good-looking ones are the ones leaving first. You're getting left with the ugly ones, and that's what you're noticing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
Carol.
So here's a solution. A possible solution. How about if JW and Bob take their Coldplay box and put it on Hawaii? If the social welfare, if people don't have enough money to even live, then give them the box as the first step in unveiling this, then we're so far away from mainland, nobody cares.
They won't. True. And if Bob decides that's what to do, that's perfectly all right with us, but it won't help that situation. It still won't make them money. See, the condition, the condition is the problem. It's not capitalism or socialism or communism.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the issue. See, from a vibrational standpoint, those are just what you, those are the baffles that absorb the noise. A lot of things happen on Maui that nobody hears because nobody knows, nobody cares. That's not, it's baffled. Okay, so even the mosquitoes get caught in the wind and they're gone, you see, or they get stuck in Maui Meadows. But if they don't, you see, that's the trick. It's the vibration of the swoosh of it all. So even giving them free electricity, they aren't paying for electricity now anyway. So for them, that really won't make any difference. But what would stop, all you'd have to do is stop selling $150,000 and $100,000 Hummers that people can't afford to even put gas in, let alone drive around so they can be of affluence when they're not. So that's the only thing that Pele is noting, is that the hex advertisement is now uprooting societal conditions that either, one, leaves it alone, lets it go like it's always gone, or as you now prescribe, let's make a solution. Let's make something better. Let's make it, let's help, okay? Not a thing in the world wrong with that, darling. That's okay. It's just not going to make it better. It'll help the feelings. You can say, we were rich and we helped you, you ridiculous little slots. And they're going to say, you're pointing out that we're ridiculous little slots. And we're like, no, we were helping you. You don't have to be poor anymore. Well, no, get rid of the billionaires. That's the trouble. Too many billionaires.
Okay,
we have less billionaires that all have more money.
Pele is noting that the hexatic is uprooting societal conditions. So then what you're saying, what it's doing here is just making worse what's already bad.
Yes, darling. It's being, and maybe not worse, but making where it's noticed. See, now you're fixing to start to see the lightning flash. You're going to start to see the thunder roll. You're going to start seeing the sea start spitting the garbage back at you.
Yeah, and Bob, this is very interesting because when we moved to Maui, they said no thunder, no lightning. And since we've been here, it has been. So to us, it is the winds and the waves starting to fly.
React. Let's say react. React. Mm-hmm. And that's not a bad thing. But now here's the main thing that's causing that. It's because the world's tallest midget is now ruffling the feathers of the angel.
Yeah.
You do.
I called me. Sure. I included me as the world's tallest midget the other night on Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah, he was. That's fine. He was.
Oh.
Only he can do one-armed pull-ups now. He couldn't do that before.
Do what? One-armed pull-ups.
One-armed pull-ups. You know when you're naked
one-armed.
And you run the neighbors? You know when you run the neighbors in the house and you're out there naked doing your little ablutions?
Yeah.
You can take one hand on the bar and then take your other hand and hold your wrist and do your pull-up that way. That'll show them something. Mm. That'd be on the money. Yeah. Do the rope
right.
Dope.
Right.
Okay, so I'm
boy, you got some kind of man there, Carolyn. You got you some kind of man there.
Hey, Carol, boy, to be laughed at me. That guy, that's fucking weakling. Okay, just to finish up, hi, and we're in Goshen. We're not on Maui.
Yeah.
We're in a frequency
right.
bubble. We're in another
that's
world.
Right.
Can you give us a little
that's
more
right.
details?
That's right. That's why it doesn't matter. But yet, you are being able to see into the another realm. Alice in the Looking Glass. Remember your buddy, Lewis?
Carol, yes. Lewis Carol.
He had a looking glass. He had a looking glass that could see into these other dimensions. That's what your bubble, in effect, is your bubble. And we're trying not to make it, we're desperately trying not to make that be a big thing. We'd like you to just be copacetically happily in your little bubble and with the blah, blah, blah. Everybody's happy. Love Carolyn. Love Bob. Well, hate Bob. Love Carolyn. You know how it goes. And Bob's the one who's going to slam the door in your face, and Carolyn's going to go up and say, stop slamming the door in your face. You can't come in, but come right here up to the edge of the door. And, well, wash your feet, and then you can come in the house. It's okay.
Yeah.
But then you can comfortably start to notice the hexadvertisement that you've created, those arms, the footing, the moorings, it's what's going to hold it. It's what's going to hold it tight. And
Hold what tight?
Your dimension.
Where we are. The Goshen.
Yeah. But you're safe. There's never an issue. If it changes, we're going to say, go. The hedge has been taken down, and now you better look out. Nebuchadnezzar is a bad dude now. You're just going to see. He's a bad dude.
That's Babylon. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's right. Good for you. See, Bob knows something. Make note of that.
Yeah. Did you know that, Carol? That would be the hit.
Nebuchadnezzar was Babylon?
Yeah, he's a king of Babylon. And
right.
Daniel told him analyze his dreams. But Nebuchadnezzar, that means that's like what Ayn calls the old Project Paperclip King.
That's
when
right. That's right. Now, they're kicking a little bit, Karen, because, see, they're a little bit offended. And here's why they're offended. Who are these little people? Who are these little people that have been talking this trash for all this time? How do they get to be right?
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, the only reason you're getting any fur is because you're quietly being correct. And you're not making a to-do about it. You're not cramming down their throat hole. You're not filing goddamn lawsuits. You're not doing all this stuff. You're just quietly going about your world, just quietly moving along, quietly in your head. Now,
on the we can see other dimensions. Am I seeing other dimensions? I don't know.
You are.
Directly.
Fuck yes, you are. You most certainly are. You go down there and you go to that, get in that water, and you come back and you look and you're like, where the hell is this?
Where the hell
you
is
do it
this?
You do it most days. You turn around and look, and you don't even recognize you necessarily your surroundings. The same
Bob,
is
let's
different.
Go into that another time. You know.
Yeah.
You can't
you
keep
do
asking that,
often. That
question.
You do it often. You do it often.
You do it often.
And that's Bob. also it'll it shows up too when your computer shit. That's not always just tech, buddy. Sometimes you're in a different world. It's a different screen. It's a different login. If it's a different thing. That's why you have to have it done every single time, because you do the same thing again by rote, and it doesn't work. Because in your world, it's not the same machine. But that sometimes, Karen, please know we're not trying to make him have more excuses to not know something about his mechanics. We get that. That damn Luddite. We're going to get the Luddite out of him. But past that. We're going to show him that that's the thing. When you can't find an email, it's not because the email's not there. It's because you're in a different inbox.
Is Carolyn in the same boat?
No.
No, she's not at all. She won't even deal with it. She won't even recognize that anything is different because hers is focused on saving everything. So if she can't find it, she will keep looking until she finds it, and that'll be the end of the conversation. It makes no difference what she has to do. She knows everywhere it can be.
But she's in another world, too, with me.
Yeah, but her inference is different. You don't care. She does.
Okay.
On that
all
kind
right.
of stuff. See, you're on the detail of the word side. She just, like you say, skims over the top. Then on the back side, she's the detailed every line. She knows every bit in the computer, B-I-T, in the computer that applies and how it falls, and this code. See, she's good at the details of the code. You want to know what the code said. She don't really care what it said. That's why it's like, don't say those words again. We've heard those 100 times. But she knows where to put them. She knows where to find them. So that's the difference.
Okay. So the final statement is
there's no
It's expensive Hawaii. That's why getting the books and delivered here is a little more expensive than the books going on the mainland, correct?
A little more? Yeah, about 1,000%.
October 12, 2019. Question, Bert, again, with the change in the Gulf, is that related to the increase of hydrogen? Okay, hydrogen was 3.4. 3.4 times more than carbon and oxygen. I don't have the words perfect. So I think he's saying, I did a follow-up question September 14th, 2015, that hydrogen was by thrice times more than carbon and oxygen. Bert's saying this. Ion told me that hydrogen was 3 2/5 more than carbon and oxygen, but they did not provide
40,
any measurement marks.
40 points. 3 2/5. 3.40.
Okay, with hydrogen, I guess we've been so focused on carbon and oxygen. With the hydrogen then, so with hydrogen increasing and carbon increasing, that means oxygen is going down, correct?
Being diluted.
Yes, that's true.
For now,
and
it'll soon be consumed. But you still got that stupid greenhouse crap we're dealing with too. So we got to stop. We got to stop these green things from eating up all the carbon dioxide.
Okay, so
we own that. Though. That's the part where they won't. That's the part where they won't like you very much, Dr. Dean.
Yeah, when I agree that you know, you don't need oxygen.
Correct.
Okay. Tell me some expressions of this decrease in oxygen.
Oh, the bark on alum trees.
Oh, yeah.
The bark on the trees will become much more resilient. They'll become more resilient. Bark will.
And does that benefit humans?
No. Not little men, but you said what are some examples of it?
I know.
They'll be screaming about it in about 9 seconds now that we've said it. Plus, you can tell this global warming's killing us because the bark is changing. We tested the oxygen and there's not as much as there was yesterday. So there's less.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
What about human expressions of the decrease in oxygen? Just shortness of breath and all the lung stuff?
Now see the COPD came from a different condition. That was different. So it's not really like that. Really.
Okay.
For real.
Okay. So then what you're saying potentially is that as it happens, the people who are getting our products especially are adapting to it.
Yes, they are. Excellent. And that's the news. That is the news.
Excellent. Excellent. A lot of excellency here, Bob. You're missing out. But I think Bob fell asleep. Okay.
That's good. We like that. We like that. That means he's getting geared up. And he'll come back and ask question new.
Okay. Question 8. Bob, you can tell me how long we're allowed to go, or I can. Payday, October 5th, I guess this year. Bob says, so acupuncture came from the angels? And then my question is, what specifically was so special about acupuncture that made it an angelic tool and that made it work? Ion.
We said it wasn't that, it was dry needling. It was different. Acupuncture came after the chis were adopted. Dry needling is what made the response. You made the rules that it's got to hurt if it's going to heal. Now, this goes back, then the other adoptive condition was going to the blood letters, you know, when you went to the barbers to let out the bad blood with Katy Perry. But that's not the condition. The condition allows that input increases the blood flow, increases the way to remove the inflammation, specifically in the lactic acid. So therefore, the acupuncture came later when it was trying to move zones. Now, we'd like to say erogenous zones, but that might be wrong. But it does affect those zones. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a good acupuncturist can isolate the different parts of qi that move the energy different ways, you see. Can make you curb your appetite for sugar, for tobacco, but tobacco dries the blood. I mean, that's what it actually does. So we
No. Back to the angels, though. I mean, that's acupuncture as I know it. But are you saying the way the angels used acupuncture was maybe just with their fingers. I mean, I know I've moved.
It's dry needling. They would take a pore and poke it with humans with it.
A pore.
Like a briar, a thorn, a spore, a spike, a thing.
So the thorn of a rose bush, and they'd poke humans.
That could. And it wasn't so much like acupuncture. It was more like dry needling.
Okay. And when were angels doing this? And, you know, why were they doing it?
Day after tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Were the angels trying to get a reaction from humans by doing this?
No, they knew that they have to answer the solution. See, little man prays to God. God tells the angels what to do. The angels do what God says to do. So the angels have to comfort and console the drunks and save the drunks, take care of the children and the widders and the drunks. The drunks always make it home. They kill a lot of people, but the drunks seem to make it home. They relax. They don't tense up and die. So amazingly, they make it. So the angels have to do these things because people pray to God. God says do this, and so they do that. So then take this information from me. Oh, God, our help in ages past. And then the angel of the Lord came down and blah, 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 blah. And that's what they do. So that's how they respond. So they responded in that particular way, like dry needling, and reducing the bursitis. Bursitis, the different itises, arthritis, bursitis.
Yeah, well, the pain and inflammation in their less little man human subject.
Right. And that's the answer, and that's how they can do it. Now, as they would also could apply a balm, a tincture as well. So that also applies. Now, some say you use other things. You know, some people say, Naaman told him to go take his damn ass down to the pool and wash himself, and he cleaned himself of leprosy. Oh, that's coming back, by the way. Don't say nothing. No.
Wow.
Yeah. It's coming back. Oh,
they
finally
made the drugs resistant, did they?
They did. Yeah. Well, they finally, and it's, we don't care. We don't mind. Now, will
the impeachment hearings continue?
Yes.
Because I see the Trump people are saying, shut it down. But Pelosi doesn't listen. But last night, Pelosi shut down Congress, someone said. Is that the end, the winter season, the Christmas season started or something?
No, they got things to do. It's for Thanksgiving. They shut it down for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
But they're having sessions. But they're just closing the gavel right this hot second. So they're still there right now.
Right, and they are, and the Republicans are allowed to be there. They're still being televised.
Yeah, this is a public hearing. It's what they're trying to do. This is going to finish it for the week. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to get some kind of modus operandi or some gas under their fire so that the Democrats will have something to impeach the president with. And right now, they got shit in shinola.
And they're not going to get anything.
Oh, well, it's going to be wonderful. You know, here's what's going to happen. They're going to impeach him, and that's wonderful. And the second it goes to the Senate, they're going to open it up, and the Senate's going to do it the right way. They're going to pull Joe Biden. They're going to pull Hunter Biden. They're going to pull all the Russians. They're going to pull all Schiff's Creek's going to go to the Senate, going to be deposed, and going to have to go. And going to have to tell what he knows. They're going to call the whistleblower. They're going to call the whistleblower's fucking mother, Whistler's mother. They're going to call Whistler's mother to the Senate to tell her what she felt when she was in travail giving birth to that fucker.
You said fucker. Is this public information, what you just ranted on about what's coming, or we keep that quiet?
Tell them all. It's all right. Tell them.
So... when will that start? Is that in January?
Well, they're in a fight. They're in a fight to get through the impeachment, but they can't get enough to draft articles of impeachment because they're already losing. There's 31 senators. Let's just get this cleaned up. There's 31 seats in the House of Representatives, okay, that are narrowly on a margin in Trump states. Now, this condition that the Yellow Dog Democrats have painted going to put them 31 senators seats, or not senators, 31
congressmen
seats in question, and they're going to lose the House. And then Nancy Pelosi is going to have to find somebody else to pay for her face, because there ain't going to be no money to pay for her face. Meanwhile, her damn husband is in Guam canning tuna right now, which is a U.S. territory, and paying them people pennies on the dollar. In Guam. Nancy Pelosi's husband's doing that right now in Guam.
Okay, so you were saying
that they're going
to
lose the House
trying to find out
of this.
Yeah, are they going to, the articles, they're getting articles of impeachment, they haven't got any yet. Is Trump going to help them get some articles so he can get it to the Senate?
We hope so.
All right.
He'll probably do it again. He'll probably get on Twitter and say, please, anybody in another country that's got any information, please send it care of Rudy Giuliani. Send it care of Rudy Giuliani. Here's his email address. Send it to him, and he'll come investigate it and talk to you. And we're going to get Shifty Shift involved, and we'll let Shifty Shift say if it's all right if you talk to him or not. So,
they will find something to impeach him on.
They don't have to have anything. They can impeach him over anything, and they'll do that, and that's fine. But the problem is, if they don't have some guts to go with the glory, it's going to go bad. And they're all trying to stay. And then somebody will say, look, there was quid pro quo. Sam Hawk or Sam Goober says, well, of course there was quid pro quo. They go, and he goes out on the thing, gets on the camera, says, well, we can go ahead and draft it. We can shut this. The Schiff says we can shut this down. We haven't admitted that they could. Witness has said there's quid pro quo between the president. And then he said, then they ask him about it in the afternoon. He says, oh, yeah, there was quid pro quo, but that was because If they made the announcement, then they'd get a meeting at the White House. Not nothing to do with aid. Well, the quid pro quo was like, if you'll pass me the salt, I'll use it. it doesn't really apply to this conversation. You'll come to the White House, and if there's food, you can have salt if you'll show up to the meeting. If you sit at the table, you may have salt. That's the quid pro quo. And then now they all let all the air out of their balloon, and they're like, God damn, how are you not talking to these people before you put them on this thing? Thousands of pages of depositions. They've been doing depositions morning, noon, and night. Down in the skiff, trying to get two words together. And everybody they brought so far is nine third-handed. He said they had might have had a conversation if there was a conversation to be had, because they had had a conversation that replied, and I got fired, and Trump, and that's why, and Ivanka, and that's it. And I know there's something, and that's why it's wrong, and that's what's wrong with it. And you're like, what the hell did you just say? Well, that's what's wrong with there. That's all the proof you need right there. He just doing whatever he wants to do.
Ion, did the four Democratic, what are they, lawyers of Sondland write those words to say that he said, yeah, there was quid pro quo in the first statement just to screw everything up?
Yeah, because he had to. He had to because he had to because that he was their star witness. They didn't expect the Republicans to actually be smart enough to ask who the three amigos actually are. And it's so hysterical to listen to Shifty Schiff make reference to. Now they talk about Trump's employees. Talk about, oh, well, they were the three amigos told me what to do. Nobody even let me go to who the three amigos even are. You see, and it's the most hysterical thing that you ever want to hear in your life. If you want some comic relief, just play some of it. That's what you should record, Bob. You get a couple of those and play those. It's hysterical when they start asking the obvious questions and these things that they're testifying to under solemn oath. Put little Goober man in jail for lying to Congress. And these people are just saying, "Well, I feel. That's what I feel. I feel like that this is what it means." I feel like that there was collusion. I feel that way. And well, what facts do you have to be? Oh, I have no facts. I have no facts. I just feel like this is my case. I feel that Shifty Shift said that I could get some gain if I could really come up here. And then that this little goober man, he comes up here, this little uniform, he comes up here, and the Republican guy goes, I am Sergeant Major Motherfucker Winslow. I am the good king. Winslots, and you will refer to me in that light. And he's like, motherfucker, I'm a higher rank than you are, you little bitch. You need to calm yourself up. You don't know. You don't run this. You don't run nothing. And here's where you said you told everybody that you run from. And we got news for you. The president said national campaign positions, not you. Foreign aid, foreign authority, the president's pleasure is that. Meanwhile, everybody that had on this stage so far, not one motherfucker said one word to the goddamn president. So, yeah.
And you're talking about Lieutenant Commander Vinton.
Vinton. Good King Winslow.
And he got uppity. It's how he's being insulted.
Yeah. He said, "You refer to me as Sergeant Major or something." He's like, "Come here, big boy. I'm a higher rank than you. You can come suck my dick. That's what you can do. Come here, get all puffed up with me. Who the hell are you talking to?"
But okay, that last line, is that done by Jim Jordan or Vinton? Who's saying who the hell are you talking to?
Jim Jordan is like, beautiful. What are you talking about? I'm a higher rank than you.
Okay, JW was in an office, somebody's office, public place, a doctor or something, and a guy came in, and the hearings were on the office TV. He said, "Turn that off." And nobody would turn it off, so he get up and unplug the TV.
There were ladies sitting there complaining about why they had to listen to it. So they went up to the reception and said, "That's very offensive. Can we turn this to something else or something?" And they said, "Oh, no, sorry, this has to stay on." And it was on not CNN, but CBS. It was on the CBS front. They said, "Oh, no, it has to stay on this. It has to stay on this." And they went back and they grumbled a little bit more. And finally, the fella just got up, walked up, and unplugged the TV and said, "Now, y'all don't turn the TV down. Leave it just right where it is." And they said, "Okay, no problem." And he unplugged the TV.
Okay, so I see that symbolic. Is that what a lot of Americans are doing, turning it off? Like,
nobody is watching it. Nobody's giving it any attention. Nobody cares. Now, and it's hurting everything because now the banter of the feed is nothing but that. And that feed is running to such a level and degree that there's no level. You can't get to it. So nobody's listening about anything.
So
it's killing the news because now where people could tune in and hear the news, they aren't even playing that the California is burning and people are getting killed and shot in the face, blood running in the street, needles in the floor, people shitting in the doorways, people going to people's doors and shitting in their doors and not talking about that. They're not talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and what wonderful things she's got going on. And all they did, had a big old debate. Running out the numbers, going to run the numbers, going to tell about all it is news around the world, it's news, and they can't even figure out anything except for how bad that this condition is. And Joe Biden has decided that Donald Trump really doesn't want to run against him accordingly because of these articles of impeachment, that he really, that's the only thing he knows. His time is up. He's got to go. But he just knows one thing for sure, that Trump really don't want to run against me. The 80-year-old white man who's made billions off other countries. Pretty fun.
Yeah, now, so you're talking about how the debate went. It was a nothing event. I didn't see it or know much about it.
The lowest ratings ever.
Oh, yeah. I saw the headline. So
reruns of this old house, got higher ratings.
So nobody's watching it. Oh, people aren't watching because they know the Senate will say no and stop it.
There's
is that
no
why
point.
They're not?
And all this point, that's right, and all this point is not even making the point. This is because Schiff says, "I have proof that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, and that's how he got elected." When that wasn't true at all. And he said, now he's step by step, every time he said something, he's got it slapped back in his face. Then in my eyes, yeah. Boogie-eyed. They're making the midnight comedians are having a blast where you squeeze the doll and their eyeballs bulge out. You know, the little Cupid dolls where their eyeballs blow up?
Yeah.
That's, if you look at some of those videos with him, it's hysterical how they mock him with his eyes bugging out of his head. It's unbelievable. And
okay.
How he just continually gets a hold of things, trying to make the things be a thing. It never works. It never happens. It never flies.
And you got MSNBC is making headlines like bombshell, Trump resigns.
Trump was killed on the way to the West Wing. He called and said, "I'm committing suicide." I know Joe and Mika, he's calling on phones and tweeting as he's going off the cliff. Joe and Mika was right all along. It was a dirty scam, and I'm taking my life and proving once and for all that it was a terrible thing that I come into my place of power. But I started taking Dr. Dean's medicine, and I'm going to live forever. But, ooh, I made a terrible mistake. I misjudged the world. I don't deserve. You should purge me. Purge me. Get me out of this devil's house. I'm in the devil's house. It's got me tangled up. Oh, I fell away. I'm swooned. I'm overdone. I'm incomplete. I'm overcapacitated. My outstanding condition. Trying to find all this subterranean camaraderie that caused a quat to be birthed right here in the lawn of the White House. It's very sad. It's very sad.
Okay, I wanted to. I saved it, and then something readjusted it, so I think I lost it. But an example, not the one, but they have a shot of the hearings and some Republicans questioning Ambassador Sondland, and it says live CNN underneath, and it says, "Sondland ties Trump, Pence, and Pompeo to Ukraine pressure campaign." Now, that's a blatant CNN fantasy, right? These headlines, you see it, Carol. They say Trump committed suicide. See it in the headlines.
That's the
middle of that, Carol. Carol, did you know that? let me see. There was another one. Yeah, here it is. They changed it. Okay. They had. So the CNN is putting up lying headlines. That's what I noticed. Is that true? Am I seeing it right?
Absolutely true. It's their version of facts, Bob. That's how they're saying it.
Right.
Well, that's the fact. That may not be the truth, but yeah, the facts and the truth are on the president's side. Now even Jim Jordan is saying that right this second. Now that's the problem, is they're delineating now between facts and truth, like there's a difference.
Okay, yes, here's the one. Breaking news from live CNN yesterday. Sondland, quote, yes, there was a quid pro quo in Ukraine scandal. Now, I had heard he said no, so I thought that was wrong. But actually, he was forced to say yes later.
He did say yes right then, but the quid pro quo was if you announce that you're going to invest corruption in your new government, then you can come to the White House for a visit. That's what Soundland was saying the quid pro quo was, which is ridiculous. That's like saying if you come to dinner, there'll be salt available for you to use.
So Trump, these are on Trump's tweets. So Trump is posting these CNN headlines to show their lies and their ridiculousness.
Right.
That's what he's attempting to do.
And look at Melania now. Look at Melania, how she's glowing now. It's done her more good than anybody. Yeah, because she is a little bit, when you have iron poor blood, you're anemic.
Yeah.
She's a little bit anemic. And since she's got on the magnesium, right, look at her. She, like, glows, almost like glows in the dark.
Yeah, she looks good, right, Carol?
No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Lately, it's different. You notice it's different.
All right.
Let's make a thing. Trump get up there and says, you understand that I wouldn't vote for me at all, so I advise no one vote for me in this year's election, and he'll still win 300-plus electoral votes.
311, you would say.
311
votes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is not much more than what he got before. He got 306 or so. So
that's
still
huge.
A landslide.
That's huge compared to everybody in the country. Everybody in the country wants him dead, gone, or impeached, or removed, or squalled, or piving, or put in the ground.
Okay, so he got 306, but it wasn't considered a landslide, and Hillary got more votes.
More popular votes. But that was only because of California and New York. If they take away the Electoral College, then that's the only place I don't know, California is probably falling. they're falling like a rock over there. They may not be any left.
You mean the Californians are going to vote for Trump this time?
That if they make it. But then again, there's been dead people voting in Chicago for years, so we can't really say that the dead aren't voting, so it's okay.
Right. Okay, so Trump wins with 311, and he didn't have a landslide with 306, but it'll be considered a landslide because of what he was up against, the whole
world.
But the tech body...
Russia affected the election by bots or this or that or making people feel a certain way or something. We don't really understand it. It's kind of crazy. We understand the process. We don't understand their words. How does putting out a tweet... are putting out a thing, run into a position that says this is going to affect it's going to affect the electorate.
Right.
And it's like, oh, okay. If we say Trump's got a little dick, we can't have him in the White House. So instead, what they do, they make a reference to the size of his hands, and he runs around for the rest of his life saying, see, there's no problem here. Look, there's no problem here. I got big hands. There's no problem here. So it just basically fed into the narrative. And everybody in the world knew that we were talking about his penis. Everybody. So
when he said hands.
They were saying that, you know, how what they say about people who have little hands. And then Trump waves his hands up and says, there's no problem down here. And he waves and says, see, I have big hands.
Right, they fed into it.
They fed into the narrative. Now, the narrative now made that become the white elephant. White elephants now are a problem. You got to deal. We got to feed white elephants.
Left at the right. Oh, we have one more question from Dublin. Yeah, this person asked some questions about what are your daily routines for ascension. Joyce O'Keefe in some place in Ireland, and Ian said, good question. So maybe she heard that. So she said, hey, Bob, can you ask Ian this? I know he has mentioned copper is good for grounding. I want to know how to permanently every day stay grounded and not some days grounded and most days engulfed. She wants to stay permanently every day grounded rather than engulfed in the labyrinth of her mind and only occasionally grounded.
Then all she has to do is lower her chi, and she'll always be grounded. And if she doesn't know what that is, then she should ask that question. We've already answered it. It's probably in the archives. But just
let's do it again. So she asks, what does lower her chi, instead of me going through this and waiting a week, how does she lower her chi? She's asked it.
Oh.
What was your answer be?
All right. So the answer would be to lower your chi is to bring yourself in a condition where you put your arms up in the air and push them back down to your body, like in the picture of the codex. Remember with your codex where you
arms
crossed, where you go up and then you come down when your legs kind of spread, even with your shoulders, to bring your energy level down to the ground. That grounds you. That lowers your chi. And you physically do that until it occurs. And when it occurs, then you don't have to do it so often. Once you get used to it.
Yeah, and when you bring your hands down, do you clap your palms together at the bottom of the swing?
No, they don't. They hit on either side, your left and right pockets on your side.
They cross.
And you go up. No, they just go down to your side. And you go to the top and they touch your hands together.
Right.
Make a point.
Yeah.
Make a point to the sky. Touch your hands together. Then turn your hands around and fold them back down slowly, exhaling as you come down. And you do that 5 or 6 or 10 times. And do it consistently, and you'll always lower your chi, and you'll find it to be very grounding. And when that grounding becomes normal, you'll be able to tell when you're not grounded.
Right. Now, there is that exercise where you put your hands up to your sides, touch the tips that over your head, but you're leaping. Your legs are going apart. You're leaping, bouncing apart.
They should be. No, not like a jumping jack. It'll be the function of a jumping jack, but done very slowly. And your feet are stable, the width of your shoulders.
Yeah, you don't jump. You don't move
wide.
Them.
You don't jump.
You keep them
grounded. You do that on your ground. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So is there, thank you. Okay. That reminds me, the ozone layer was normal, but then a hole happened to it. What was the disservice of the hole? What did it do? To people on
the planet. Supposed to destroy the Earth. It's like more gamma radiation in.
And that didn't happen when the holes occurred.
Well, it closed back up. And Bob, is it 168 days till Bloomsday? That's what you should be celebrating.
Right. But the hole closed up and no one knows why it did.
Right.
Other people say, oh, it's cyclical. Right? They just say, oh, it's cyclical.
No, it never happened before. They said you quit using hairspray. And the CFCs and the hairspray, when you quit using it, it didn't burn a hole in the ozone. So now we're good.
Is that the reason? Yeah.
What was
the reason it closed?
Intention.
By who?
We got enough gamma radiation in the system to start it. If we'd have let it go too much longer, everybody would have been consumed, and no one would have been able to ascend. So we did it enough to get a jump started.
What was the last words? Something started.
We did it enough to get it jumps the start. The Genesis jump started.
Right. So Ion did it because the Earth needed gamma radiation increased a bit. And then it was done, and then it closed off.
To jump start the Genesis effect
of the Bible or of ascension, Genesis of ascension,
the earth
to jumpstart the earth for the new vibration
to going back to Genesis. You're going to Unity. You come from it. This was jump-starting that process.
Right. Do we call that collective ascension?
If you want to, we don't care. We call it the earth becoming where God's going to live. And if you're not a God, you're going to die. Is that earth ascension?
That started in the 70s or 80s, and that was the beginning of the return to Genesis. That started this movement.
Yeah, but it didn't fix itself until the late 80s.
Yes. Okay, well, it had to have radiation for a while, or gamma radiation,
yeah,
so that
sure.
was done.
And now we got purple and Los Alamos and all kinds of good things.
Right. Now, how did the ozone layer activate Bob and Carolyn? What did we do when
you,
that first happened?
It got you. Well, it dropped Michael Blake Reed.
Well, he died in 2013. That's many years later.
That's about when
it activated. Did it activate the Evergreens?
Yeah, sure.
In 74.
Yep.
All right. So for us, we saw the change by the activation of Michael Blake Reed to channel 6,000 to 7,000 entities or whatever he was doing. That's what we experienced as a new surprising effect in human behavior. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's clear. Okay. Thank you very much. It's been a wonderful session.
Happy days. Maybe you got a few sound bites you can use out of it. Maybe. Going to be a good show, Bob. We hear good things.
And Thanksgiving is next week, right? Not today.
That is correct. Well, every day is Thanksgiving, Bob. Every day is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But it's not typically Boxing Day is celebrated next Thursday.
Okay, thank you very much, Ian.
You're welcome.
We'll talk soon. All right.